I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In India, the Far East Broadcasting Company is restoring hope to flood victims. When mass flooding occurred in late August, FEBC responded quickly with news updates on custom radio programs. FEBC President Greg Harris explains the purpose of the company's involvement.
Once the disaster begins to subside, people will remember that they were hearing these really helpful, really encouraging, hopeful kind of broadcasts at a time when they were suffering. And the goal is that they will begin to listen long term to the programs that are really preaching the gospel.
Next, Gospel for Asia reports three more Christians have died in Orissa, India, a result of continued attacks by Hindu extremists. Militants murdered at least 30 Christians and forced thousands more from their homes since a popular Hindu leader died on August 22nd, although the violence isn't abating. Gospel for Asia workers remain encouraged. They're certain that the violence will draw more people to the Lord and ask only for continued prayers for peace and confidence in faith. And a cross-border gunfight between Thailand and Cambodia threatens to upset an uneasy truce between the countries. Lack of trust and turmoil in Cambodia has manifested in both cunning and dependency. Farms International's Joseph Richter says that'll prove a challenge to their newest program.
I believe this is one of the most difficult aspects of the program, but also one of the great hopes, I think, for the church is to overcome this idea of dependency and learn that God wants you to work with your own hands to provide for your own family and provide for your church.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.